Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
You're going to love this.
I like it so far.
You're going to love it.
I thought it was twisted, but it's still good.
Isn't this lovely?
Makes me want to go back to bed.
It would play in a movie, slow motion, while people are getting shot.
I'd want to take a nice hot shower, listen
go ahead.
To the song, and go back to bed naked.
Nice.
God.
I'd like to be your comforter. This is where it gets a little wacky. This is like 60s drug music for sure. Wait, here we come again.
It's like mamas and papas.
It's six of them. Seven. Three men and four women. Bring it all home again.
Start seeing trails.
It's like Warren Treat here, whatever his name is.
Warren Zevon. This is the Gunta Coleman Choir.
Oh, of course.
Gunta.
I knew that.
It's called Daydream.
Don't start booking him bad.
Well, he's naturally healed. They had him, but first off, he was looking like he was from a certain double S.
Well, like, you shouldn't, he don't need a match just to have something to do. Gunnar and McAfee, I mean, come on. That don't need to be a thing.
No, that's there again. I agree with you on that, simply because you've got one of your greatest rosters. Take your hat off right now and salute.
Yep.
Why would you essentially waste a good spot for a wrestler? Paige, he's the guy that Pat McAfee, Fatboy and I are both professionally jealous of him.
Is he handsome?
He's in shape.
I think I'm better looking.
Okay.
I think Fatboy's better looking. I don't judge men's looks.
McAfee is a pro athlete.
Well, you know what handsome is. We all do.
Well, sure. Only when I look in the mirror. But, like, Pat McAfee, like, he's got, you know, WWE now, and now he's going to wrestle again. It's like his third match.
Which I don't mind him wrestling, but, I mean, not Gunther.
Not Gunther. Gunther needed to go against Braun Breaker again. That was great. Daydream. Let's bring back acid.
Hell yeah. I got something in my pocket.
Do you really?
Think so.
I thought you were just happy to see me. Let's go to, you tell me, Fatboy, you literally are like the puppet master of this show because he controls the emails page. He uploads the podcast, which he can put on there.
He micromanages you.
I said no's to the
end. No, that's Mark Page.
Oh, okay.
Fatboy, though, he could manipulate our voices to make us say bad words and such because I never would.
I could.
No.
Upload it to the podcast and forever.
And you have a potty mouth and you didn't know it? That's kind of cool.
You dress as a potty and go hide in Milliken Park.
With your mouth open.
And write Fat Boy on my back.
That's right.
You're a college.
You dress like the Mr. Poison sticker.
Mr. Yuck.
Mr. Yuck, damn it.
You want to you'll talk to Terry? Let's talk to old Turfy.
Turfy?
Turfy.
That's a nickname for Terry.
Oh, Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks
good.
For taking the call.
Wow, look at you. You must do phone sales or something.
Hi,
you're
Terry.
Very courteous, Terry. That's good.
You know, it's just how I was brought up. What can you say?
Look at that. That's good. Now, I should remind, after we were sitting there tripping our balls off listening to 60s music, that It is the All Advice Show. So, you know, Terry and others, you call in advice. We can give it. We gave some great advice earlier about the prom kid who was just a sweetheart of a kid, taking two, as his mom said, heavier set girls just to make them feel included. And she was worried he'd be made fun of. What is your plight this morning, Terry?
All right. So, I've got twins, a boy and a girl. Okay. And they're graduating high school next month.
Yeah.
And, you know, as tradition goes around here, all the seniors head to Myrtle Beach for what they call Senior Week.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys already know that. You know, we didn't call it that, but whatever.
I went freshman week, too, but it was freshman week of my college freshman year, but I went to high school Senior Week.
You should have racked up then.
Well, I graduated at 17, only because I have an October birthday, not because I was smart. But I was more I dated more seniors in high school when I was a freshman in college. So that doesn't sound as weird as it probably really does. The point here, though, you have twins, boys and girls. Now, how does that work? Do they dress alike? Just because they're opposite sex, do you still dress them up when they're younger in the same outfits and such? Or? Serious question. I have no idea. My cousin has twins, but they're girls.
When they were young, you know, babies, you could kind of do that because it's like, you know, you can't really tell. When they were like, you know, below 10 and stuff, maybe, you know, if it was like a T-shirt or something,
we might.
But no, we didn't. We didn't really do that. So, I mean, you know, boy and girl, you can see some similarities, but it's not like, you know.
A lot of people
are texting.
It's
not like one's wearing a wig, and it's like, no, they're both boys.
Okay.
So,
a lot of people are texting in, and they are right. I called it first week when we went. First week's what we called our senior week or whatever. So, anyway, you're second-guessing the letting them go down, or what? You watched the news recently?
Yeah, so I booked them. I already did this, you know. I already booked them an Airbnb. You know, it was like a few months ago.
Yeah.
You know, figured be a cool way for them to celebrate, you know, cool dad, all that stuff. But now that the time's almost here, I don't know. I'm kind of second guessing myself.
So, why? Is it because 17, 18 year olds down there with so much freedom?
Yeah, dude, it's a beach full of 18-year-olds, and they've got a lot of freedom, and let's be honest, we were all there, not much common sense. That doesn't usually kick in until later.
So you booked an Airbnb, but just for them?
Yes.
Okay. Like originally?
I mean, they're responsible. I trust my kids. Every parent probably says that, but I really do. I trust them. They're responsible. They haven't really given me any major troubles and stuff.
So they won't have, like, no other parents are going, no adult supervision at all since you won't be there, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, my brother lives down in Myrtle, so I figured, you know, he could keep an eye on things if needed.
And, are you going to tell them that? Somebody who lives at Myrtle, like, is he like a golfer? Like, what's his lifestyle like? Does he hate it in the off season, or does he love it then because everyone's gone? I have so many questions. Let's get your brother on the phone, Terry. So, like, what is he going to do? Like, just drive by and see if they're in by a certain time, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, that's all. Nothing, you know. Yeah, that's why I wouldn't tell him because, you know, I mean, he's got a job and his own schedule, and he's not babysitting them. But, yeah, he could do, like, a drive-by, give him the address.
So you want to give him...
If it's all quiet. If there's a rager flowing into the front yard.
It's a phone party.
I get that.
So you want to, like, you want to give him the independence. You got no reason not to, but then you don't want to maybe regret it down the road when something goes sideways.
Exactly. You know, parts of me want to trust him. Let them go have fun. You know, they're 18, so eventually that's going, you know. But another part of me is just like, should I just cancel the trip? Or maybe I go down there and stay somewhere nearby just in case. I don't want to mess it up either way.
I mean,
you know?
Look, kids go to the beach to party. You might have good kids. I'm not telling you anything you probably don't already know, but I mean, like, That's why they go.
It's not his kids, and I get this being a parent. It's you're afraid of what other people may influence on your kids that they may meet at the beach.
But there's like, there's always going to be, like, even if nobody's, I know the whole fake ID thing is not the same way, but they're always going to be able to run into somebody who can buy them liquor or whatever. I mean, it's sad to say, right? Do you agree, Fat Boy?
There's always an older person that's going to get it for you.
Yeah.
Especially if there are girls involved.
Always.
Oh, always.
This is like the way it is. Even if you got good kids, they just like one time, you know, they want to probably throw down and be naughty.
It's like a bachelorette party. Like, I don't care how well you know her, okay? And bachelors too, but vice versa. We'll do it on both sides. That's the way Fat Boy likes it.
But
there's got to be that little bit of like, oh, God, I hope that one friend of hers don't go and they do blow because they're going to end up
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about for a bachelorette party kind of thing, not with your kids, sir. So, no.
No, I'm just saying, but.
Yeah, no, no, absolutely not. They'll just be doing TikTok stuff and all that
stuff. Yeah, harmless.
So they might not be down there partying, or I get that, but that might be the one time. Like Fat Boy said, it might be the one time.
I mean, it's got to be in the back of their mind that their uncle lives there. He might stop in. He's at least going to be, you know, close. So they might not get too wild. That might be working in your favor.
How about you going down there and staying with your brother and then just call and check in on him from time to time?
Oh, if I was down there staying with my brother, I'd just probably be too tempted to go, I'll be right back.
Right?
Well, I'm just going to dip out real quick.
There again,
no real reason.
I hate to ask this, but, you know, it kind of comes into the question is like, are you divorced? I hate, and God, please don't tell me your wife passed.
Oh, male full-time divorce?
No.
That happened to me recently.
No.
My mom's funeral. No. I don't know if I told you. I asked. I asked two people. I said, "Hey, I am repeating myself now." I asked. I'll tell you, Tara. As two people, my mom's funeral. Hey, where's your husband or wife? One of them was divorced. The other one passed. And then I'm feeling bad about me not going to their funeral, and they're at my mom's. It was such a mess, Terry. Terry, you trust is a big thing, but like, you see all these. It puts you in a bad way here, but you see these datelines where, like, especially with spring break, you know, if it was, it's just going to be also weird to say. But like, if you had two, this is going to be weird to say. I'm just being honest. If you had two sons, I would not worry about it as much as you having a daughter and a son. Just because the way girls, like, oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, it's just.
I don't know what else they would do. Now, other businesses down there roll out for senior week, or they used to. They would have, you know, like activities, but, I mean, we know what they're really going down there for.
Well,
see Hooters and get drunk.
Let's talk about, I mean, Terry, without saying it, you're probably referring to the stuff that happened down there two or three weekends ago where, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
scary.
But yet again, you hear about, do you think stuff like that's going to happen outside of a church? Do you think about it happening in a college? Do you think about it happening in a mall? You can't ever prepare yourself for that stuff. Yeah. But then again, you don't want to walk around with these rose-colored glasses on saying, well, it's not going to happen to me. Sorry I did that as you, Paige, but
that's okay.
You know, it's not going to happen to me. So, but that's why you're a good person. You have that care about your kids, Terry, but gosh, what? I don't want to give you advice on this because then...
Even if it were Gatlinburg, you know, somewhere deemed more safe, I'd still be saying the same thing. It's just rough to let your kids go out of town.
Like, if they ever went on vacation with, like, other friends, parents, and stuff like that. Like,
not for a week.
Wow.
We're talking like, okay,
a week is a long time. Okay. You're right.
A weekend, maybe. Okay. And parents were there.
Yeah, here's what we'll do. If you need to bounce, you need to go into work, cool. We'll take calls. If you can continue to listen, that's also wonderful, if you want to call back in as well.
Okay.
Nevertheless, I do want you to maybe here in two or three weeks check in with us. It don't have to be a whole segment. You just call in and say, hey, kids went, had a great time. My son's got a nose ring now, but whatever. You know, whatever the update might be. Is that cool, Terry?
Okay.
All right,
Terry. Yeah, that's fine. That's
all right,
fine.
Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
That was Terry Bollea, everyone. Durfin. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, good one.
It was him. He was talking about Nick and the daughter, Brooke. Brookie. Going to spring break. I'll tell you what, I'm sitting here mouthing off, but damn, it's
what do you say, 18 years old?
I didn't want to tell him, yes, let them go. Because, again, my track record of foot and mouth.
They're going to invite their buddies down. Say they don't go out and they just, you know, somehow party in the Airbnb. You got mixed people there. You got boys and girls of the same age.
I remember when I was I was in high school. I was bad. I would have had a party.
But did you?
Yes.
Okay, well.
We had tons of parties.
But even if you're a good kid, like, that's when you're like, all right, this is the last time, guys. We got to tear it up. We're going to get all, you know, especially the one kid who's going to go to Tech. The other kids are going to COC and UNC and CU and ITT. USC and all this.
My mom would ITT. Go out of town on business and we'd
not
have,
Limestone. Not Limestone. Not done it.
We'd have a raging kegger at her house. The minute she moved out, we would be on it. We were terrible kids.
See, even the good kids are going to be like, this is my time to tear it up once.
Yeah. Spring break. Woohoo.
But get tore up from the floor up.
Here's a funny little thing here.
Yeah.
You remember how we were talking the other day and you said, do you think, because I've always told these stories about I would come home from high school and some college parties, inebriated in various ways. And I would often, Mom, you now know the truth. Tell her, Matthew, why are your eyes bloodshot and glazed over?
Allergies.
And I used 3 to 4 times someone pulled out pepper spray. And it was all, do you think down deep that she always knew? And do you think like now as a parent, because like my kid never like really, that I know of anyway, like drank and did anything like that. But like, do you ignore it in a sense? Because you're like, yeah, I know what they're doing. They're going out. But to give yourself a little peace of mind and them a little bit of a long enough rope. You know what I'm saying?
Try to give them some credit. You know, deep down, she knew something, but probably not exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
She knew it wasn't pepper spray.
She probably felt in her heart, I'm judging him. I should not do that.
Why are you hanging out with the same pepper sprayer?
It was Kent Palm's problem. I'm just kidding. It wasn't. It was Ruben's. Just kidding. Rube. It was, make up a fake name, Fat Boy. Help me.
Doug Fugg.
It was Doug Fugg's fault. All right. More calls next. 1-800. I wanted to say a shout out to Kent Palm because I saw him at my mom's funeral.
Good looking, I heard.
1-800. Yeah. That's what the girls were saying. Like, he still looks good. I'm like, you know, I went to high school with him. You'll say that about me. 1-800-774-0093. Your calls next. Go, Terry.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. I tell you what, if we charge like a dollar per text to call in, Anonymous Mom would have made us so much money this morning for her call, but
she got them going.
This one here, it's the greatest thing. It's like, first off, if you didn't get to experience or go to a senior or first week, your life might be better. Many of you are saying, I never got to go one. You know what? I ain't got crap to show for it. The memories are like a blur.
But yours was during the OJ chase, right?
I was going to say, the only big memory was being at that house party and the OJ chase started. And I happened to be wearing a rebel flag bandana on my head. And I realized as the buzz started to go away, we're watching the dramatic chase on television, and I look over and there's a young man I went to high school with who was black in color, and I said, hey, look, just want to let you know, this bandana is not about all that. And he said, and I don't give a damn about that. Look at OJ. And I was like, I wanted to hug you right now. This is great. So shout out to Tremaine,
what's
close
up, T?
Friend.
See if you still feel the same way. We'll call you up and talk.
It is not my bandana and Gaffney on the flagpole. My head's not that big. How dare you? Can I pick favorites this time? Because I always love when P1 Benji Mac calls you.
Sure.
Benji Mac, what is up? I just bumped you to the front of the line.
Man, I love it when that happens.
All right. You get a fast pass.
Yeah, two things. So for Anonymous Mom, what she doesn't realize is that maybe her son's got an inside scoop on the big girls.
God.
That, you know, the big girls are the ones that never know when it's going to happen again. So he may be onto something there and just going to take two of them.
That's what people were saying.
That's referring to the mom who called in the 7 o'clock hour, who she felt that her son, who's a good-hearted dude, she said he was very handsome and athletic. She described him as a 9 out of 10, was taking two larger girls to the prom because he felt sorry for them, and she said he would regret it.
So it's like sympathy sex.
Well, it's not sex necessarily, but
she said he had a rock hard ass. I remember that.
Abs.
That's not right for a mother to say.
Benjamin, what was the second point, though? You were going to talk about the dad there?
Yeah, and for Terry, I mean, does he not plan on sending his kids to college? Because, I mean, unless you're going to send them to college in your backyard, eventually you got to let those kids go to see how stupid they really are.
Yeah, that's a great point, man.
I mean, ruin their own lives.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you're absolutely right. I remember the first time I was able to drive my car, like, without a parent in the car, and I literally was driving from freaking my parents' house to, I'd say the road, you're not going to know, Meese Bridge Road. It was like 4 or 5 miles. I had to immediately call when I got
there.
Were
you scared?
Immediately call.
I kind of was.
I was terrified.
I mean, I kind of, looking back, I was kind of scared.
Because I had to drive that 5-speed and, you know, I wasn't really prepared to drive.
But I think that then and there is where my mom probably wrote the song Jesus Take the Wheel and maybe gifted it to Carrie, because that's probably what she was praying the whole time. Jesus, you take that wheel. Matthew is going to...
They tell you don't dip and drive? Was that a rule?
The choice was mine then.
Don't dip and drive.
Benji,
well, get that. You got to roll the window down if you're going to dip and drive, because if you don't roll the window down, well, you got a mess. So, yeah, we dropped our kids off at college. That was the worst day of our life, but eventually you got to get to the point where you just say, F them kids.
Oh, my God.
He freaking mic dropped on that. I was going to ask him where his kids went to college.
Yeah, I was going to ask how far away they were.
Yeah, that totally matters, too. Like, if
they're going to get served wherever they go.
It's like, if you're a kid in the upstate, do you... I mean, I know the affiliation and everything, but do you say, God, I kind of want to go to South Carolina because I'm like 100 miles away from my parents versus going to Clemson and only being 30?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I was ride sharing, picked up a lot of college kids. Picked up one guy who lived 5 minutes from University of Washington campus. Went to Clemson because he said he was too close to home. He wanted to go to the farthest away place possible.
See, I guarantee you that's where, like College of Charleston wouldn't have that kind of attendance if it was not where it was. If it was College of Conway, Well, maybe.
Well, I mean, Coastal's there.
Yeah, so. Coastal. College of Casey. Well, no, that's Columbia.
Campobello College.
Campobello College.
Come on. You got the four-way stop in the restaurant, but, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Mayo College. Well, they got a clinic.
You going to go to Inman and hang out?
Inman College. Oh, Paige. All right, we'll continue with calls. If you got a new subject matter, we can go with that. Your first week memories, back to the kid with the prom. Whatever it may be, we got a couple more segments to go. 1-800-774-0093. If you're on hold, you will go first when we return. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy,
on how big she is now,
and Paige,
on making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, and I hope, you know, I'm not even going to say it because I know she's not going to have an issue with it. You know, this particular caller, and I hope it's not Shauna Beth again, Shauna Beth 1 or Shayna Beth. Pardon you,
good
Paige.
Lord.
Excuse me, I have no manners whatsoever.
I skipped right over this person by taking Benji Mac ahead, but I did not realize that at that time, who I was bypassing.
Bumped her. You bastard.
I can't have Radio favorites, man. But if they allowed me to, she's top 10.
Uh-huh.
It's Edith. Edith from Chattanooga.
Edith.
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Good. How are y'all doing?
You know what? Not bad.
I bet you are doing wonderful. You know what I found out about Edith? What? Oh. She won some tickets off Rambin yesterday.
Oh, tickets to what?
Papa Roach in Nashville.
Big tickets.
Sweet.
Dang.
Good for
Get
you.
Ready, Paige.
All right.
Paige, you going to go with her?
You should.
I would love to.
You said in Asheville or Nashville?
No, it's Nashville. It's on a Wednesday, October the 1st.
I may be out of school by then. Hopefully, God willing.
Screw working the next day.
She'll take care of you, too. She, you know, she's going to, like, grooming school.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Edith could drive her truck. It could all work out.
She'll give you a Brazilian on the way up.
Sure, I can wax you. Love
Just throw
to.
Your leg on mine. And I'll rip away.
I'm getting good at it, too. Oh, come here, fat boy.
Oh, man.
But I wrote y'all something.
What's that?
It's kind of like a poem. Okay. It's the Rise Guys make my morning. They make my day. They are with us through good times and bad times. They make you laugh. They make you cry. But to say it all, they are the Rise Guys.
Oh, I like that. Aww. That's good.
Give me a Kleenex. Give me a Kleenex.
So
you can't
sweet.
Do that in here.
Can you wrap that? Can you wrap it now, Edith?
Oh, I probably could, but not at this moment.
I understand. I understand. You want us to pass that to Dan in Columbia and get him to make a song
Heck
out
yeah.
of it? We could get him to
oh,
do like
that
a,
would be awesome.
A Boys to Men version or
yeah.
Casey and JoJo, Tammy and Waylon, whatever you want. Whatever you want. He's up for that. Do you need advice today or were you just calling in to do your Maya Angelou for us?
Well, I was going to comment on the anonymous. She needs to stop and sit back and go, I raised my kids the way that they were supposed to be raised. I am proud of you for standing up and taking initiative, because not everybody is looked at the same way. Right. Even though them girls could have the biggest, kindest hearts in the world, but people look at the beauty on the outside when beauty goes all the way through. Ugliness goes clear to the bone.
Yeah.
Oh, Edith, get a pen Mike and dropped. A paper and write this down. What you just said. I mean, that was very good. That was very good. Are you have a literary background by chance or?
No.
Okay.
I'm just old and cantankerous and listen.
Cantankerous.
I love that.
Well, she's feisty.
Cantankerous. She's spicy. Spicy.
That's spicy.
Yeah, Lord.
I love her.
Oh, Edith. Listen, I love when you call. You're fantastic.
Freaking Papa Roach. Look at that.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Just so that you won't feel like you're getting in the car with a stranger or anything. I mean, we can meet in Chattanooga, but I'm going to come up there to Greenville, South Carolina on a Sunday just so we can have a brunch or something together so you can meet me in person before you go to a concert with me.
Hell yeah.
I love going to brunch.
Very accommodating.
She loves mimosas.
I do.
She does. And sauce bars and stuff.
And eggplant emojis.
Yeah.
Why not?
So it's only 250 miles from here, and I can do it on a Sunday. And then we can meet here if you want to. If you feel like your car can make it, we can meet here.
She knows me.
And drive on to Nashville.
This is going to be like Cannonball Run 3.
You got two cars
really
in the
is.
Shop.
Or maybe
That's
four.
Me.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. 250 miles to E69.
No.
My favorite number is 88.
Hell yeah. Bill Jerry.
I thought that was a Back to the Future reference. What is the 88? What is the reference?
Get eight twice.
Oh, she's going out on that one. Why did we not see it?
Mic drop.
Oh my God.
Why did we not see that was coming?
Oh my God.
Gosh, she set us up.
Like, I just had
something else.
The shortest but most blissful heart attack. Like, it literally felt like my heart jumped up and did like a 540 in my chest and landed safely.
It's a wild woman.
Good Lord.
Edith.
I love the way she masked it too with a little laugh on the end.
She did.
Twice.
She just like, we would be throwing roses at the stage right now, asking encore, Edith, encore.
I hope that's how she won the tickets. Oh, Rambin's laughing his ass off still, and he's like, you know what?
Here. Rambin's like, hey, give us your call in and give us your best number sex joke. Rambin up there in Chattanooga. Oh my God. I gotta give a second for my heart to depalpitate.
Nah, mine's already gone.
Oh yeah.
All right.
mine's half.
Where do we stand on time and such? Do we have more time?
We got a couple minutes, yeah.
All right. You pick them up or take them or say who we're talking to.
Y'all want to talk to John real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
John, real quick. Good morning.
Good morning, man. I heard that, you know, your mom has passed away, and I've been a listener of the show for a long time, and I'm sorry for that. And I lost my father in 2014 on an untimely time, and, you know, I just got married, and, you know, my wife, her parents can make it to the wedding as well because she lost both of her parents, as you know, an untimely death. But I want you to know that we're here for you and we're praying for you.
Hey, man, and, I appreciate that. And I,
you know, it's hard. It's hard, and, you know, through faith and time and therapy, you know, it's going to get better. And they're not gone. They're always, you know, with you.
Right.
And
you know, it's
I've learned that.
Dude, there's been some weird instances where I've literally felt that. I mean, like I have. Now, that's part of, is that the mind trying to comfort you or whatever? I don't know. Either way, it felt nice at the time. So, and likewise for you. I'm sorry. That's another big disconnect that I really dislike about what we do, in that when my mom died, I have a radio show to tell you that my mom died, and a lot of your parents that you're listening to have died, and I didn't know it to say it. So, like any of you that have had losses, if I didn't know and didn't tell you, I apologize. Or you don't understand what I'm saying.
You got to look.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The pennies from heaven.
Yes.
The messages that they send you.
Except for Fat Boy's a dirtbag. Listen to this, John. When my dad died in 08, my dad had this little funny little thing that he would do. It came from a joke that when my dad got really bad service at a restaurant, and this is bad, I know, he's probably not proud of it. When he got bad service, he'd leave a penny. Just to teach him a lesson on how to do good service. And that's probably not right. But nevertheless, it was his little funny thing. So we'd always leave pennies and stuff. After he died, I started seeing pennies everywhere, right in front of my car, when I would go to get in.
I did too.
Well, you know what I found out? That SOB over there, Fat Boy, was putting them there, throwing them in front of my car.
I don't like carrying change.
But I feel, well, what a kind-hearted person. He's doing this to make me feel good. No, I don't like I don't like carrying change. I threw it at your car.
How about the 60s quarters I threw out there?
Oh, can you throw them at my car today?
I'm going to throw 88 cents at Paige later. How'd you like that joke, John? Oh, Edith,
I love
you killed
that.
It,
I love
you
know? That.
Hey, man, I appreciate your words. You have a great
welcome.
Day, John.
You're welcome. You have it too, bud.
Right,
you
thanks,
too.
Dude.
Big ups.
Thanks, dude.
That's tough, losing his dad. Then, you know,
that is a lot.
His in-laws?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happened to me. I lost my in-laws, my husband, and my mom within 4 years.
And you keep looking at the silver linings, right? Or looking for them. And, like, so far, cheaper Christmas is all I can find.
We don't have enough in-laws. They don't last.
I thought you'd enjoy the degrading humor I just did there.
Well,
I'm cheaper too sad. Christmas, guys. Wouldn't let you know. All right. I should probably not have done that one. 1-800. Here's some advice. I'm calling in now. How can I remove myself from making that joke? What can I do for my coworker so he won't put it on the podcast later? My family will hear it later.
You might have to finance a lunch,
it's
buddy.
It's John's fault. All right, just kidding. The All Advice Show continues. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.